My friends, welcome back to Cutter's Cigar Emporium. It is your portal to the world of great times, the world of great cigar selection, and more importantly, the world of greatest people that will soon become friends that you have not yet met. And we are here with Chef Eric. And Chef Eric, when we last left you, you were making your tortillas, and there was a question that I posed to the audience. If it wasn't Chef Eric as a young lad making the tortillas, and it wasn't his mom making the tortillas, or your grandmother making the tortillas, who did and made most of the tortillas at Casa Holdo?
Well, I think
It's a simple answer.
I think it was Maria Luisa.
And her position in the family was, it doesn't sound like Holdo.
She was our housekeeper.
Yeah, there we have it, my friends. You wonder where his snobbery comes from. His childhood.
No.
While I, on the other hand, walked a mile to school.
You did not. Your father was a state, like, senator and a judge and a... Give me a break.
Not a state senator, a judge.
Blue collar.
Well.
My butt.
Well.
you were less blue collar than I was.
Well, it's not the color of the collar, necessarily. But what I did was, see, I realized I had a bit of a better upbringing than a lot. So what I did was I reached out to the little people.
What you call them?
Well, they were. Anybody was smaller than I was. I mean, I was 170 pounds as a kid that was 5'6". So everybody was a little person to me. But anyway, despite my girth, I reached out and said, I must live the life of the non-silver spoon crowd.
Yeah.
While you took the silver spoon and made it larger, I took the silver spoon and turned it into blue collar.
And threw it away.
Yeah, threw it away. Said, no, it's too, you know why? Because too much of the tarnish. You had to constantly, and I didn't have anybody to clean my silverware.
So yes, I bet you did.
No.
I bet you did, as a matter of fact.
Well, moving right along.
I've seen your childhood at home. You can't play that game with me.
All right. Well, anyway, so the tortillas, awesome. It doesn't take a lot. People get freaked out because I don't have that much time to spend on it. And it took you, what, maybe 20 minutes from start to finish?
Yeah, and you know, the other thing is if you get a few comals, and the comals are like $3 at the carniceria, and they're just little steel plates. You stick them on your burners. You can run four at a time, you know, so you can get like eight done in 2 minutes or
now,
so.
Now, I noticed you didn't use oil.
No, so I'm using a cast iron skillet, and with that cast iron skillet, I don't want to use any oil for the tortilla, because it's meant to basically cook without oil. It's already got shortening or lard or something like that in the masa. So you just want to do it basically as if you were out in the fields and you were taking your shovel and doing it on top
of your
shovel.
It's quite painful when I did that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Anyway, what are you going to do to these beautiful homemade tortillas?
So at the moment, what I'm going to now do is we're going to do the chili chicken for it. And it's kind of a sweet and spicy chicken between the rub and everything else. I've got a few boneless chicken thighs here.
Do you know the Spanish word for chicken?
Pollo.
Polo.
Pollo.
It's two L's, so it's polo.
Pollo. Or pollo. Pollo if you're Argentine.
Oh, so you guys won't even join the rest of the Spanish-speaking population?
The proper,
here we go.
Queen's Spanish.
See, and there is, and you know what? We laugh about that, but that is very serious.
It is very serious.
Castilian Spanish, they look down on anything else other than Castilian Spanish.
Yeah, well, they like Argentine Spanish, though. I mean, they kind of...
No, they don't. They hate Argentinians.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Not at all. You're wrong. So.
Gee.
There's a shock. There's a shock. You're wrong. No, they absolutely like it. But it's a different flavor of Spanish. And, I mean, I really can't even communicate with some people that are speaking the language because they use so much slang. There's a little video that I had online that was kind of interesting that was these women that were interviewed, and they were all from different parts of South America, and they'd have just simple things like a strawberry, a pineapple, whatever. And like some, like Colombia would call the pineapple a piña, and we call it an ananá. And then...
You guys are way off.
No, we're correct.
Yeah, well, of course.
So, I
gee,
mean,
Bob, you ever heard that line before from Chef Eric?
It's a great, great video if you catch it on YouTube. But anyway,
you've got a nice squirt of
got a garlic. lot of garlic. I got a Spanish smoked paprika.
Oh man!
And I'm gonna add.
How often do you use smoked paprika? I use it quite a bit.
All the time.
I prefer it over the regular. I mean, obviously, there's some places where it might be overkill, but I love smoked paprika.
So I'm doing a regular dark chili powder, and I'm also going to do a chipotle chili powder.
Wow.
To give it some kick. Then we're going to have some onion powder.
Once again, very exacting measurements.
Yeah, it's a bit of that and a skosh of that.
Yeah.
A little bit more of that. And then we've got cumin. And, you know, one of the reasons I'm doing this Latin sort of recipe is it is Cinco de Mayo coming up.
Yes.
So this is just a...
Where are you going to celebrate this year? In Mexico? Or are you going to go down to Cancun? Or because I know you like to slum it on
maybe,
Cinco de Mayo.
Who knows? I may go to New Orleans.
we'll really?
See. Seems like a good place, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to add some salt and some pepper. All right, so far we got cumin, chili powder, chipotle chili powder, smoked paprika, salt, pepper, and a little bit of Chef and the Fat Man zesty love rub. Okay.
Oh, man.
All
it
right.
Just can't get any better than that.
There you go. Now, we're going to mix all this up. With I've got about a tablespoon and a half of olive oil in here.
Makes a nice paste.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we're going for, is a paste consistency.
Put that on your toothbrush.
Now, there's a few ways of cooking this. Let's first get these. Now, these are not totally boneless, even though they're advertised as such. So I'm going to get a little knife out.
Is it going to be your veggie knife?
No, it's going to be a utility knife. Still an Ergo Chef utility knife.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure you got that plug
in. Ergo Chef, Chef's Life Apparel.
Yeah.
Peter Silvano. And I'm just going to trim away the meat on this bone. And we'll drop that. Actually, trim away some of the cartilage as well.
Now, is there breast meat, thigh meat, white or dark? Does it really make any difference?
You know, I like breasts, but I love thighs.
Yeah. I love thighs. I don't know what
you're talking about, but
dark meat.
They're juicier. Yeah, there's more fat at the thigh. I mean, it depends on the chicken, I suppose. But there's more fat at the thigh than at the breast. Kind of counterintuitive. And it's just a better cut to barbecue. Like when somebody gets a brand new Big Green Egg, I always tell them first thing you need to cook is chicken thighs because they will not, they won't be wrong. They're going to be absolutely cooked to perfection. All right. There's a little bit of excess there. I'm not too worried about cutting little pieces because we're going to end up cutting this apart anyway. So there's my second one, and now I got my third thigh.
Third thigh?
Uh-huh.
Now, one of the great things about this dish is the complexity, and this might be a challenge for Luscious Lou, because you're kind of going all over the spectrum today, but this one is very spicy, got a lot of complexity to it.
It's a little bit of spice. I mean... You know, chili powder and even the chipotle chili powder is not that strong.
No, it's not hot. It's spicy.
It is spicy. It's spice. But you know what? It's the same thing when you think about a cigar, right? People say, is it peppery? Is it spicy? And they're thinking spicy being pepper. Mm-hmm. But it's not. There's a difference between peppery and spicy. And spice is flavor. Pepper is heat on your palate. So, you know, when you think of a jalapeno, it's a jalapeno pepper, right? Peppers are the things that provide the heat. Now, this will have some heat to it, of course, the chipotle pepper, which is actually a jalapeno that's been smoked. is obviously
part of this.
Have
you ever smoked a jalapeno?
It's hard to roll
up. I know
you
like spicy cigars.
It's hard to roll up. Anyway. Yeah.
Whatever you choose.
By the way, there is a... Do you still have that pineapple jalapeno... Habanero pineapple from... Is that from Jekyll? Yeah, Jekyll, right down the street, one of our local breweries, has come out with this habanero pineapple IPA that's just amazing. It's really fantastic. It has just the right amount of heat to it.
Pineapple habanero?
Yep.
Please. It cannot possibly... I mean, first of all, pineapple beer... Now, of all the people to come out and brag about fruity, doing things a little bit differently, Chef Eric, really? And now he's going to take a beer and put pineapple and habanero in it? Yeah, please. Anyway, when we come back, Chef Eric will explain why he has the audacity to challenge even his own credibility when it comes to beer.
Wow.
Chef and the Fat Man live right here at Cutter Cigar Emporium, where we are having more fun than we deserve. Woo!